interviewing Mr. Peter and Mrs. Dorothy Carter on the 11th of August 2011. If you just start wearing when you were born, Dorothy.
I was born at Five Houses, just across the road there.
Oh, not far away.
Yeah, Pye Hill. Yeah, my dad was Henry and my mum was Dorothy. And he worked down a pit.
Pye Hill, was it?
He started off work at Moor Green, but he mostly worked at Pye Hill, yeah. Yeah, he was an engine wright at Pye Hill.
Did he work there all his life?
He worked in the pit all his life, yeah. Until he was made redundant. For what, you know, about in the 70s, I can't remember exactly when.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers, but one's died, and the other one lives quite a way away, near Manchester.
Yeah. Did your father keep any pets at all? Did he have any pigs or cows or chickens or anything?
Not when we were here, but when we lived in Bagthorpe Parsonage for about 10 years, we had hens, rabbits, a couple of goats, dog, a tame rook, my granddad's canary, and I think that was about it.
Oh, that sounds plenty anyway.
Plenty to go on with, yeah.
Yeah. What's the first thing you can remember in your life? Can you remember anything before you started school? Is there anything that sticks in your mind?
I just vaguely remember moving when I was about 3, from there up to Underwood, and then we moved down to Bagthorpe and then back into Jacksdale.
Yeah. Do you remember the reason why they moved? Was there any? Was it for a bigger
house?
No, I
don't remember. It's possible. It's possible.
But, yeah.
Because I don't know how big that house was.
Very small they were.
Yes, because I don't remember it at all as a home.
Yeah.
I just know it's on my birth certificate and that's where I was born.
And what was your first school?
Underwood, Church of England School, till about 9. And then I moved down to Bagthorpe between 9 and 11, and then to Matthew Holland, shortly after it opened as a school.
Do you remember any of the teachers at Bagthorpe at all? Well, any of the schools?
Well, they probably about the same as some of them were up at Selston, because they moved up when there was Miss Dove, which was still there when a couple of my children went to Matthew Holland, and Mrs. O'Brien, Mr. and Mrs. Mann, Mr. Fry, and I can't remember any other names.
Did you have regular pals when you were in your younger days?
Yeah, I had one that we used to travel on the bus to school with from Underwood, yeah.
Still keep in touch, or do you lost touch over the years?
No, we've lost touch because the family moved away now.
What did you get up to as children? What sort of games did you play?
Hide and seek in the street, and hooplas and whip and top and those sort of things.
Well, what is going on the streets in those days?
Safe to do so in those days, yes.
Yeah. Were the family church or chapel people?
Originally chapel. But then when I was about 9, we moved to St. Michael's, Underwood.
Which chapel did they...
Well, there used to be one at the top of Palmerston Street and at Underwood, and that's the one we went to.
Oh, that's not there now.
No, it's not there now.
Yeah. Did you enjoy school?
Yes, yeah.
Were you sporty?
No. Definitely not. Definitely not, no.
What were your favourite subjects?
It used to be history.
Oh. You've always been interested in history.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it, yeah, a bit of geography as well.
Yeah. Going back to your younger days, could the family afford any holidays in those days at all? I know many families couldn't, it was a bit of a rarity.
It was, but we managed to get to Skegness on a yearly basis. We used to go to the same boarding house on Drummond Road every year, until my dad won a holiday at work. I don't know what the circumstances around it were, but it was a Butlins holiday and we went to Pathelli.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been going to Butlins on and off ever since, haven't we?
Yeah.
On and off, but, yeah.
So I suppose you wouldn't go to Jacksdale Pitch Palace at all?
No, I didn't go to Jacksdale School, I didn't go to Jacksdale Pitch Palace either. Because we didn't move back into Jacksdale until 1960, and I'd left school and just about left home, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd left home, hadn't I, in 1960. Yeah.
You remember much about Underwood?
There's not a lot to remember about Underwood, is there?
Well, there used to be a lot there once upon a time.
Yeah, the Brick and Tile was a pub, and the fairground that they used to have in their grounds at the bottom of Palmerston Street. There was a row of houses at the bottom where the doctor used to have his surgery in the first house, and his waiting room was the shed in the front garden.
Did your dad have a row of vegetables at all? Was he a gardener?
He was. He had two allotments, yeah.
Two allotments. Oh.
One was on the corner of the allotments that are there now on the main road.
Yeah.
And one on the opposite side of the main road as well.
Yeah.
There used to be allotments in there as well.
Were you expected to help round the house in your younger days?
Of course. Yeah, you didn't get away with anything, did you, in those days?
Did your mum make any clothes at all? Or
yes, she was very
good at
that.
I suppose she had to pack them up and make them last a bit.
She was very good at that. Very good at that.
Yeah.
And of course she taught me how to do those sort of things as well.
Yeah, I suppose you learned to cook, did you, at an early age?
Cook, sew, knit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of those.
A bit different nowadays, they don't learn those skills, do they?
Well, they don't want to.
No.
I mean, I'm willing to teach them if they're willing to learn, but they don't want to.
Yeah. You'd leave school at?
Left school at 15.
15. Did you have a chance of any further education in those days?
No. I went straight into working in nurseries.
Where did you work, sorry?
In nurseries. Children's.
Ah.
Under fives.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Hmm. Yeah. What was it about it that just was it helping?
I enjoy being with children.
Just helping others? Were they all deprived children, or...?
Came from some poor areas of the schools that I was in both schools and health centres as well, so it varied.
Yeah. What did you like to do as a teenager?
I suppose dancing was the thing, most of the thing, but I was part of the choir at Underwood Church as well, so...
Guides,
yeah.
Church in those days, when you were a teenager, you went regular?
Yes.
Yeah. You were in the choir?
I was, yeah. And so were my brothers, yes.
Oh. What made you... So to join the choir, were you interested in singing or...?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
How long were you in the choir, Dorothy?
Until I was about 18, when I left home and went to Sheffield. So certainly from about 12 to about 18, yeah.
Quite a few years then. Mm. Yeah. What was roughly the size of the choir in those days, can you remember?
It filled the choir stalls.
Did it?
Yes.
Oh.
And the organist, the choir master, was Mr. Gregory, who lived at Brinsley.
There's not many churches that got a choir nowadays, is there?
Not many, no.
No.
Usually it's the cathedrals, isn't it, in the higher church?
Yeah. Mm. I used to be in Westwood Church Choir, but that's all gone nowadays.
It has, yes. It's been gone for a long time, yeah.
Yeah. You've always been involved in the church in some way, haven't you?
Yeah, in some way.
Could I just ask Peter a few?
Of course you can.
When were you born, Peter?
I was born in Winchester.
Winchester?
In Winchester in Hampshire.
That's the old capital of England.
That's right, yeah. I was born in 19th of April 1939. We saw a lot of activity during the war years. We were, my sister and myself, Jean, we were bundled under our mother's arms and taken down to the underground shelter, and that was almost nightly. And our street was bombed, and many people killed. And saw lots of convoys going through, lots of aircraft flying overhead.
We missed all that round here.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, and there was a raid that got through, and I had to hide under the kitchen table, and once I had to hide in under the stairs,
which
was the coal house.
Yeah.
I then grew up, and the most exciting thing was the arrival of bananas and fruit in the local...
Yeah. Where did your father work, Peter?
He was an agricultural engineer originally. Started as a butcher, then he became an agricultural engineer, and he was whisked off, and he was on the airfield construction sites.
Oh.
Helping to construct airfields.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Did you have any brothers and sisters at all?
I had Jean, my sister, who's about 3 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Older than me. And she then got engaged to a sailor, and... eventually married him and moved away, and I then went to St. Bartholomew's High Street School, which is primary school. Then I went up to St. Thomas's, which is at the top of the town by the barracks, and then from there to Winchester County Secondary High, and from there I left there in 1955, and I took up employment as a motor mechanic at Wessex Motors. and I then got called up 4 years later to do my national service, and I got called into the Royal Army Service Corps, and I became a driver for the army.
Oh, did you go abroad at all?
Oh yes, I went to Germany, Cyprus, Germany again.
England, Germany, England.
Mainly Germany and England.
Yeah.
With Cyprus.
You got to round a bit then.
Yes, I did. The Cyprus tour was United Nations.
Yeah.
That was very interesting. We did have a fright. We were walking, because you weren't allowed to go by yourself. You had to be in uniform. And we were walking along this high street, and all of a sudden we heard a shot. And we looked around, and it was a guy using a nail gun. Another time we were in a bar in one of the towns, and we were having a good time, and all of a sudden the atmosphere in that bar changed. So we went out and went to another bar, but shortly after we left, someone threw a hand grenade into that bar.
A bit lucky there.
So we were fortunate.
Yeah.
But it was very, very interesting.
Yeah. Going back to school, did you like school?
I enjoyed school. I played football, I played cricket for the school.
Oh, good.
I'm just trying to remember whether I played hockey or not. I think I played hockey as well.
You're quite sporty then, according to that, yeah.
Yeah, and when I joined the army, I transferred from being a national service soldier at the 18-month point. I was given a posting to Paris in France at the European headquarters.
Shape,
Supreme Headquarters, Allied Powers Europe.
Yeah, I remember that, the court shape, right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Which was just outside of Paris. And I was there for 3 years. I tried to stay a fourth year, but the general I was driving said that it was harming my promotion prospects. So I came back to London and was stationed in Regent's Park Barracks in London.
Mm.
And I drove staff cars, all sorts of things. I drove, and then I left the army because I signed on for 6 years originally. And then I left at the 9 year point, and I joined the Automobile Association as a patrolman. And I was stationed down in Alresford in Hampshire.
You're just a chap when I break down, then, aren't you?
Oh, right, yes. And
does everybody in Jacksonville know you're in AA?
No. And I was in the Automobile Association for 5 months. We lived in a very large caravan. We couldn't afford to buy a house.
Mm.
And I got a letter from my colonel saying, would I like to rejoin? I'd keep my old rank, because I was a corporal then.
Mm.
And I was totally bored with the Automobile Association. Nobody seemed to break down in my patch, because I had a patrol route.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody broke down.
Oh.
Nobody wanted to join the Automobile Association. And whenever I approached a car, it was with a courting couple inside.
Mm.
So they didn't want me. So I rejoined the army, and I went down to Fremington in North Devon. And I learned to drive amphibious vehicles.
Oh.
Now, these were the ducks that the Americans developed.
Yeah.
And that was fabulous, really, a really good posting.
Yeah.
I was there for two and a half years. Mm-hmm. We lived in a beautiful...
Well, I was going to say, where did you meet?
Where did I meet? I met my wife at Butlins, Clacton, 1958.
Yeah.
And, sorry, I should have said, I joined the army in 1959. And we had a beautiful bungalow we lived in Biddeford in North Devon. And, well, then I was promoted to sergeant. Because I was promoted to sergeant, I had to be moved because I was above establishment.
Yeah.
But the interesting tale was that we got this posting to Cyprus, and just before we embarked or caught the coach to RAF Lynham to fly out to Cyprus, I was in the civvies, all packed up, ready to roll, and we nipped out a back gate of the camp through a hole in the fence and went down to the local calf.
Yeah.
And whilst I was there, one of my pals come and he says, hey, Sergeant Mason's looking for you, you better skip back in. So I went back in, got changed back into uniform, reported to the sergeant major. He says, right, you've been promoted. And then we had to get on the coach and go to Lynham, and I sewed my extra stripe on.
Yeah.
Whilst I was waiting for the plane to arrive and take off. Party land.
Yeah.
Went to Cyprus for 6 months for the United Nations. Had a real good, interesting time there. Then we came back and I got moved to out to Germany, to Munster. And I did a three-year tour there. Then I moved up to Bielefeld. And from there I moved... Where did I go
back
from?
Here.
Back to...
back to UK.
Where did I come from?
Grantham, didn't you?
Oh, I went to Grantham. Mm. Not Grantham. Down Bedford. I joined the a training unit. And from there we moved up from the Bedford camp up to RAF Spitalgate that was in Grantham.
Mm.
And I did a lot of training there. But then I went out to Munster again for a short time. Then I came back to Grantham again, training the TA for their on their annual camps. And initial training.
Yeah.
During that time, I played sports for the army. I played hockey, hockey in London and in Cyprus.
Oh, you travel around with him all this time, Dorothy?
Yeah.
Not to Cyprus because it was only a short tour, so we weren't allowed to go. But to Germany, yes, to Munster and Bielefeld. But then myself and the children came back.
Because we bought this house.
Yeah, we bought it before we went to Germany, though.
Yeah.
But my oldest son didn't settle down in school very easily, so we came home so he'd have some time at Jacksdale School before moving up to South.
Yeah.
So we came home just a few months before Peter came
home.
Yeah. How many children did you have?
Me, three.
They live local?
Kirkby, Sutton, Warsup.
Were your family church goers or chapel goers in the early days, Peter?
No, but they insisted that we go to church, to Sunday school, Sunday afternoon. It was the fashion then in those days, because the houses were two up and two down.
Yeah.
And the best way to get privacy was to send your kids to Sunday school. So that's why I had to go to Sunday school. Well, we joined the Salvation Army Sunday school, and then we left there and went to another one. The Baptists, principally because their outings, they used to have an outing, a yearly outing.
Oh, yeah.
So did the church.
Down to the seaside.
Yeah.
Their outings were better than Salvation Army's.
Yeah.
And so that's where we went.
Did you have time to do anything as a teenager?
Oh, dancing, stamp collecting.
Stamp collecting?
Yeah, old time dancing.
You still collect stamps?
No. When did we start living here?
September 75.
There used to be a large embankment here.
Yeah. Railway embankment.
So we couldn't see across Colden Valley.
Oh, the railway, yeah.
Yeah, the railway.
And we used to, the clanking of the goods yard, because it was a goods yard.
Right.
Used to keep us awake.
Yeah. I was born in Station House.
Oh, right. Were you?
During the war, 1937, my granddad rented it off at railway and most at family work there in early years,
Going up the steps to the station and all of that, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some wooden steps, didn't you?
Yeah. I only remember one ride on the train then, one to Nottingham and one to Pinkston.
Did you have a chance to get around Winchester much in the early days, did you?
Oh,
the history side, were you interested in that?
Yeah, it was good.
Very historic place.
Isn't it? VE Day, everybody gathered in the Broadway, which is a very large area, and my mum gave us a cushion off the sofa, and we put the cushion under our arm, and we got into the crowd with mum dragging her other hand, and she took us up, and there was a great big bonfire on top of St Giles Hill, and with the effigy of Hitler on top.
Yeah.
And we went to that celebration of VE Day, and there was a lot of, used to be an anti-aircraft site there, and they were firing off as well.
Yeah. Were any of your family involved in the war at all?
No, only my grandfather was in the First World War.
Hmm. Did he survive it?
Oh, yes, he did, yeah. He was in a machine gun corps.
A bit rough war, wasn't it?
First World War was terrible.
Yeah. Any of your family in the war at all, Dorothy?
My father wasn't, because he was classed as a reserved occupation, but some of my uncles were in the various forces, yeah.
They survive all right?
No, they didn't, actually, no. Not the ones I've come across, anyway, you know, they're usually... Two of them have got war graves.
Coming back to your early days, a couple of things. And
yeah.
What sort of things did you get as a young girl at Christmas? Do you remember?
Oh, a doll's pram, of course. And I remember quite a big three-wheeler bike as well.
Oh, you did well then.
Yeah. It was quite a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, we were poor.
Yeah, be about 10 or so.
Yeah.
Quite a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a latchkey kid.
Was you?
Yeah. Remember when you used to have a key on a piece of string?
Yeah.
And you used to put your finger through the letterbox.
Yeah.
Grab hold of the string.
Pour
your string. And what's that?
Yeah.
I got into trouble a couple of times. My mum always used to ask us to light the fire when we came in. I used to go up to the local groceries and get an orange box, bring it home and chop it up, and use that for firewood as a starter.
Yeah.
And then to get the fire going, used to put a piece of newspaper up against the fire, and it used to draw it up.
Yeah, it used to draw, didn't it?
About twice, I caught the chimney alight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was so much soot in there.
Yeah. Did you go to the cinema at all in your teenage years?
Yes.
Usually the Rex and the Empire in Eastwood, yeah.
What sort of films did you like?
Well, it was the children's films, you know, Saturday matinee that we went to see, you know.
As a teenager, were you interested in pop music at all?
No, not particularly, no.
No?
No, it's not something I've ever been interested
you
in to that extent.
Well, my era was, as a teenager, was... or a little bit older than that. Tommy Steele.
Oh, Tommy Steele, yeah. He's still going, he is.
Yeah. I mean, I like listening to him, but it wasn't something I was keen about.
Were you a film buff at all?
Oh, yeah. They used to go... in those days, when you went to cinema, if it was a good film, there'd be a queue right the way round the cinema and out to the street beyond.
Yeah.
And because we were poor, we used to save our pennies and go up and ask someone to take us in. Because my mum couldn't come because she was working.
Mm.
So we used to ask someone in the queue to take us in, and they would take us in. Sometimes they'd pay for us, or sometimes they'd buy us ice cream at
interval. Yeah.
Also, we used to go to Saturday Morning Pictures, Roy Rogers.
They were the ones in those days.
There was a space programme. They had these spaceships going on with smoke coming out the back of them. Remember that?
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was called.
I mean, I shouldn't think your family had cars in those days, would they?
No, we didn't have any cars.
No, they were a bit of a rarity.
Most of my clothes were bought from a jumble sale. I often walked with a hole in my shoe and put a piece of cardboard in.
As young children in school years, did you ever work at all for anyone? Did you part-time? Or
I did, yeah.
Paper
I went, potato picking for Lord Northbrook.
Oh.
We did a week's potato picking, backache, hard work.
But very much, wouldn't they?
But I enjoyed it, and on the Friday when we finished, I went to the milk bar and had a milkshake and paid out of my wages, and it was real good.
And how did you get involved with St Mary's?
When I was in the army, I went to church. I was church warden. In Munster for the church, army church in our barracks.
Yeah.
And wherever I went with the army, I always used to try to go to church if I could. And when I left the army, came back and settled here for good, I joined St Mary's. I also joined St John's Armoured Brigade, and Ken Rowe was our not divisional superintendent, the next one above it, area superintendent.
Ken Rowe, yeah.
Ken Rowe, do you remember him? No.
Oh, yeah, on Main Road.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did 22 years in the army, 8 years with the TA, and 15 years with the St John Armoured Brigade.
You've got around in your working life, didn't you?
yeah.
A little bit. You weren't sort of...
Not still now.
You weren't office bound.
No.
I wasn't. No.
You both joined St Mary's as...
No, I think I was going first, actually, because it just seemed to be a natural progression, you know, from wherever we went to church, and St Mary's was the nearest church, so that's the one we went to. And it was Jim Robinson that was curate here at that particular point. But that was before we were married. I went to the curate at Westwood and said, can I be married at, you know, I've got to have my band read at St Mary's, but can I be married at Underwood, because that's the church I know better. And so when I came back, after being with Peter in Germany for about 5 years, between 5 and 6 years, it was automatic to go to St Mary's on a, you know, for the services rather than anything else.
We're both Vergers there.
No, I wasn't a Verger. You were a church warden for a while, weren't you?
Yeah, church warden.
And I trained as a reader. That's what I did. Yeah. But not then.
Yeah.
It was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, just about. I did 3 years training and then...
You're still involved in church in any capacity now? You still attend?
We still go, yes, but I don't do as much now as I used to do.
No, we're not on the committees or anything.
No.
We're just normal...
Congregation now.
I'm a sidesman. That's the only thing I am.
Well, in that case, so am I, because I work at...
Dorothy when she left school, she became a nursery nurse, and then she transferred into...
Geriatric nursing.
And then?
SRN, yeah.
And then registered. State registered nurse.
Oh, you're state registered nurse?
State registered and a Queen's nurse as well. District.
And then she became a district nurse.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
With her area of activity was down in Nottingham, Wilford.
Yeah.
Wilford Road area.
Oh, you both attained something in your lives, didn't you? Having the army and Dorothy in nursing.
Yeah.
How long were you doing that for, Dorothy?
Well, I stopped when we got married in 64, and then it was sort of little jobs while the children were growing up.
Yeah.
Until they were all old enough to look after themselves, basically, and then I went back into nursing. I did the school crossing patrol for a while at Jacksdale School.
I thought I could remember that.
But that's fitted in because David was, the youngest one, was going to that school.
Yeah.
And sort of could take him with me, and I was there taking him to school, and at the end of the day and during school holidays I was home as well.
Yeah.
So it fitted in nicely. And I worked in a factory for a year or two, because that fitted in 10 till 2, so I was there at the beginning and the end of the school day.
Where was that at, Dorothy?
Two Steeples.
Oh.
I don't think he's there now, is it?
I think he's gone.
Quarry Road.
I think he's gone.
Mm. And then I sort of did some agency work for nursing, and then
we both kept active
part-time in nursing homes.
When I was at my last school, we heard this very rough engine sound going past us. We looked out and we saw this four-engined aircraft, and we later heard it crashed about 5 miles away from the school. And my friend of mine brought me in a piece of its piece of metal, only a little bit, which came from that crash.
Yeah. What do you think of Jacksdale?
I love it. I do. I think it's great.
You, Dorothy?
Well, it's home to me, yes. Yeah. It's everything we need, everything.
Yeah. We lived in London, and I don't think it was. I enjoyed it, but not as much as I like Jacksdale.
I always found it a friendly place.
London?
No, Jacksdale.
Yeah. A very friendly.
There's only one or two people will call me Mrs. Carter. Most people use my Christian name. Yeah. But one or two, even though I've said they can use my Christian name, they still use Mrs. Carter, you know.
Is there anything that you could add to it? Any shops or anything? Or is anything missing?
Well, there's an electrical shop which we used to have and haven't got now.
True, yeah.
There's a cobbler's shop no longer with us.
No.
Yeah.
Mr. Thorpe.
Well, I thought the bank was handy as well.
The bank,
yeah, the bank was handy, wasn't it? Yeah.
And Barclays and, one or two different banks.
And we haven't got a shoe shop, have we? Nowhere that sells shoes. But for everyday things
you've got a Chinese takeaway, you've got fish and chip shop, you've got hairdressers, newspaper shops.
Well, there used to be three hairdressers at one time. There's only
groceries. Tattoo.
What's this?
Crow, Dorothy holding a...
Oh, that's the tame rook that we had.
Do you have a tame rook?
Yeah, it was pushed out of its nest when it was, you know, was a youngster, and we picked it up and took it in, and it grew to that size, but it never grew any tail feathers, so it never flew. But it got on with the dog very well. Did we have a cat as well? Can't remember, but they all used to eat out of the same dish.
How many years did it?
Well, it used to follow my father round when he was planting his onions and things, And as fast as my father put them in...
He pulled them out.
He pulled them out again.
He got to go then.
So, we didn't get rid of it. We put some wire mesh around an outbuilding, so it had got room to be indoors, but also to move around as well. And when we let it out again, the dog pounced on it to be friendly with it and killed it. But it left it alone, you know, it would have, you know, what most dogs are like with birds.
Yeah, well, Crow family's renowned for... Yeah. I mean, magpies, are right, you can tell.
It did most of the time that was indoors. But that would be in the 1950s.
Have you had pets?
We've had fish.
Fish, dogs,
ourselves, birds,
cats.
We look after more than we've actually had, don't we?
Yeah.
You've had a good selection.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we used the budgies, didn't we, of our own. And,
yeah.
And fish, of course, we had those as well. But otherwise, it's looking after the families while they're on holiday, sort of thing.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. You might get a little bit out of that.